defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Here we are back in the studio for another hour of this. It's just the funnest program. I love doing this show and being able to bring it to you. Have you enjoyed the show this week so far? I love having guests. I've always said that this show, when I compare it to the Monster broadcast on Sundays, that this show, to me, is married but sleeping in separate bedrooms. Obviously, similar by the topic of discussion, but different in how we bring you the content. You get more of me. This week has seen David Kodria. It has seen an incredible hour with David, by the way, two in a row, because he was with us on the Monster Show. An incredible hour with Rob Pincus. Rob is getting, we're seeing more traction with the National Rifle Association. The calling for Wayne LaPierre's ouster is getting more vocal with more prominent people. I've been out in front of this thing with Rob and a number of others, and you're starting to see some very heavy hitting people who have been involved in the gun rights movement for literally for 30, 40 years step up and talk about it now and how there has to be some changes. And Rob's been at the forefront of this for quite some time, so it's fun to watch it unveil itself as we move forward. However, Rob's hour on the program was great this week. And, of course, that was followed by Mike Pawarski from Arms Room Radio. We were talking a lot about Florida, Florida-centric show relative to what they want to do. Not necessarily Florida-centric from the standpoint that the content only pertained to Florida. Florida-centric in the sense that what they're trying to do to Florida is what they want to do to you, regardless of where you live. What happens in Florida when it comes to gun rights tends to make its way across the country, and we can take that all the way back to the landmark 1987 concealed carry law that gave you, regardless of where you are listening to this program, some form of concealed carry. Now that we've gotten to the point, it's fascinating to go through this, where you have all 50 states with some form of carry. Let's not discount the fact that New Jersey will not give a permit. Hawaii hasn't given a permit in years. In various areas of California, it's very difficult to get a permit. They make it hard in a number of blue states to get permits, but really a handful when you look at the entire nation. And now that everybody out there has some form of permitted carry, now the cries are getting louder for, you know what, we don't need a stinking permit. And we're seeing calls now for what? Constitutional carry. So the whole process of what happens in Florida stays in Florida isn't true. What happens in Vegas might stay in Vegas, but what happens in Florida comes to you. And Florida is facing a very difficult time right now from a gun rights standpoint, being 20 years behind, literally 20 years behind where I sit and bring you this show from the state of Georgia, for example, as I came from Florida. And when I relocated in 05, I hated it. Georgia was far behind Florida and where you could carry, places off limits, things of that nature. Today, right now, I wouldn't trade Georgia's laws for Florida. They're decades behind. I don't know that I'll live long enough to see Florida's laws change. The demographic makeup of the state, as we talked about with Mike earlier in the week, is what is causing the problems in the state. And man, I'm telling you what, you mix that with Bloomberg money to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and it is a recipe for disaster. So we are watching Florida and Arizona out west very, very carefully. So you got a good mix this week. Today you're stuck with me. You never know, we might get a call from somebody. That happens when they're listening live, but I don't expect one. So let me go now, because we were talking with each individual about specific deals, let me go back to some of the stories that I haven't been able to touch on with you this week. One of them in particular, you have probably seen this. If not, the New York Police Department has put out the video, and it's, I don't know, I've seen enough of these things over the years that they don't bother me anymore. However, this one's pretty disturbing because you are witnessing an attempted murder and it appears to be a hit. Now, the video doesn't tell everything. We don't know what happened leading up to the video itself. So what's actually happening here? Suspect's gun jams as he attempts to shoot a female victim. And this is, I guess, in Queens is where this occurred. The New York Police Department has released the video of the suspect whose gun jammed as he was in the process of attempting to murder a woman who is kind of blinded out on the video, but she appears to be on a porch step when an individual dirtbag of the highest order comes walking up, or he comes trotting up to her, essentially. He's got a shirt over his face. He's wearing a white T-shirt and a pair of jeans. She's up on a porch. Now, I don't know if he was chasing her down the street and she was up on the porch yelling at him, but he clearly has a handgun in his hands. He points directly at her on the porch, attempts to fire the gun, and then can be seen on the video fumbling with the firearm because it was clear that it jammed. He then points the gun back at the woman up on the porch, continuing to mess with the slide, trying desperately to work whatever handgun that I'm sure he got a background check and bought legally at a gun shop somewhere. Maybe the only one in New York City. Okay. Nonetheless, he cannot unjam or fix whatever the problem is with the gun. We're told it's an apparent jam. It appears to be an apparent jam. You can tell he has no training. He is not doing the necessary things that anybody who has taken professional firearms training have been taught to do when it comes to clearing a jam. We don't know what type of jam it is because he's an idiot, doesn't even know how to work the stolen gun he has. But nonetheless, what's disturbing about it is we are witnessing a murder in the making. Had this individual's gun fired, we would have had high-definition video of her murder. And that's not something that we probably wouldn't have seen that if that were the case. They wouldn't have let that out. But when you watch the video of this nature, it makes you aware more so of if you're not carrying a gun, why you're not carrying it. I mean, you're going to think about that. Oh, geez, look at this. Because we don't know what led up to that scenario. But those of you who do carry a gun, such as myself, this simply reinforces why I carry a firearm. Because I had two individuals turn their attention towards me while committing a street crime in Tampa, Florida, back in November of 2002. That moment is etched in my mind forever. I wrote about it. I wrote stories about it, so I can go back to it. Some of the memories are fading over the years. How long I was at the traffic light, I've lost count of that over time. But I will never forget those two people turning their attention towards me. I know how that woman felt at that moment. Now, the individuals that were turning their attention towards me did not pull guns that I saw. I never gave them the chance because I pulled a firearm instead and ended that attack against me. But you can watch the whole attempted murder on video. AWR has written about it at Breitbart.com. His piece is titled, "Watch, Suspect's Gun Jams as He Attempted to Shoot a Female Victim." He goes on to say that the New York Police Department has released the video. The video was released on the 22nd, which was what, Monday? And it shows clearly, high definition, the suspect walking up to the female who was sitting on a porch and trying to shoot her, only to pull the pistol back down and grapple with the slide. He then allegedly tried to shoot again, but with the same outcome. The gun jammed. After a few seconds of frustration, the suspect fled. Here's what the New York cops, now they wanted for menacing. I'm not sure how that works. This is clearly an attempted murder. Is menacing the same as attempted murder in New York State or New York City? I don't know. But this was a hell of a lot more than menacing. This was a clear attempted murder. When you look at the video, it appears to be a hit of some sort. Again, you don't see the moments leading up to the video. Had she escaped an attempted armed robbery and he chased her to the house only to try to kill her? We don't know. Does he know this? Does the woman know the suspect? We don't know. Apparently not. Based on the fact that she is now asking for the public's help in finding this individual. I'm assuming we would have a name if she knew. Wanted for menacing. Do you know this guy? On 7/19 at approximately 6:40 p.m. in the vicinity of 109th Street and 109th Avenue in Queens, The suspect attempted to shoot a female victim. Thankfully, the gun did not fire before the suspect fled the scene. Any info, please call NYPD Tips at 800-577-TIPS. And AWR does confirm the New York PD is, in fact, seeking the suspect for menacing the woman and is asking for anyone with information to contact them. He points a firearm at her, attempts to murder her. The gun jams. He attempts to fix the gun so he can murder her again, attempt to kill her again, and fails. It seems a little bit more than menacing to me. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues from these GunBroker.com studios. You heard the rejoiner. Please get an account over at GunBroker and jump in on the fun. I'm starting to get some emails from those of you who are saying, man, I've kind of rediscovered how much fun this really is. GunBroker.com. Look, when you've got companies that support us to bring this voice to you every single day, we support them. That's the way the equation works. And God bless them for doing that. GunBroker.com. That's why this is the Daily Show, is coming to you from the GunBroker.com studios. I took the liberty during the break, and you knew I was going to do this. You know me well enough. You knew I was going to do this. Menacing. I had to do it, Sean. I had to. Merriam-Webster. Adjective. Definition of menacing. Presenting, suggesting, or constituting a menace or a threat. Threatening, a menacing look, menacing words. I know. This individual runs up on a woman on a porch step, points a firearm at her, and squeezes the trigger. The intent is to murder her, to take her life, to rob her of the rest of her life on earth. And to take her away from her family, her friends, and her children, etc. Was also one of the first to take photographs of the menacing mushroom cloud emanating from a nuclear blast. Ransomware is a menacing scam that involves locking businesses out of their computers and demanding payment of a ransom in exchange for the return of company systems and data. The image is chilling. A series of menacing bear traps laid out like footsteps. Menacingly.
I found this on the web. A series of menacing bear traps laid out like footsteps.
Did you hear that? That's the second time that's happened. Siri picked up on menacing bear traps. So we'll have, isn't that great? I love when Siri does that. But that's okay. We're not going to pay attention to Siri right now. Something I say on the phone must have triggered her. But how much fun is that? The image is chilling, a series of menacing bear traps laid out like footsteps. Other words from menacing. It's an adverb. A man stepped menacingly from the corner, brandishing a long pole. If you shout his name, I will curse you into oblivion, muttered Tonks menacingly. That's from J.K. Rowling. 15th century is the first known use of the word. Nowhere in here do I see menacing equating itself through Merriam-Webster's dictionary anyway, of attempted murder, of pulling a firearm on a woman, chasing her down, pointing it at her, and attempting to kill her. Not being able to, then making a second attempt. Trying to squeeze the trigger again, not trying to, but doing it. Realizing the gun's not going bang, and getting mad at the gun when it doesn't go bang because you couldn't kill her. Menacing? I'm not so sure about that. Let me give you a better example of a use of the word menacing. New Zealand is menacing its gun owners. How about that? New York Times. This is an important story going forward in America as we get closer and closer and closer to the campaign of 2020. New Zealand plans new round of gun restrictions, including what? Registry. What did we, I know it's ridiculous. What did we tell you? This just, I don't even have to get past the headline. I could take this for the rest of the hour and you never know, I might. Why is that important? What does that headline tell us? What if you remember, go back days, weeks on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Monster broadcast. We told you less than, I believe at that time, the number was around 750. The guns were banned. Prime Minister Ardern just unilaterally banned everything in her country because in her country she can do that. She can make the suggestion to Parliament, and Parliament did it. The Democrats in this country are just the accolades. Look how fast she acted. Why can't we do that in the United States, they said? Why? We should be able to do that, every Democrat in America. What, 1,215 running for president on the clown posse left, screaming, why can't we do that in America? Look what New Zealand did. This should be a model for us. They're referring to confiscation of your firearms. But if you recall a few weeks ago, I think the number was around 750 had been turned in that they knew of, out of an estimated 1.5 million firearms. New Zealand plans new round of gun restrictions, including registry. Are you catching the headline? Because what did we tell you? There is no registry in New Zealand. None. How do they know how many firearms are out there and who has them? They don't. What have we been telling you for years on Armed American Radio? The goal of the Democrat gun grabbers is registration. Universal background checks lead to registration. What does registration lead to inevitably? Exactly what you're seeing in New Zealand. They're doing it a little backwards. Here's why. Because they don't know where the firearms are. No one's turning them in. So what are they going to do now? Pass a new round of gun restrictions, which are only applicable to the law-abiding people who never caused a problem in New Zealand to begin with and who weren't a problem the day a terrorist chose to act. In fact, he chose to act so that New Zealand would do exactly what it's doing. He wrote it in his manifesto. She dropped right to her knees and capitulated to a terrorist. Gave him exactly what he wanted. But guess what? It isn't working. So what's the new restriction? Now you have to register everything, including everything you have. And if you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. Why is this important as we come to 2020? Because you're going to see every single candidate applaud this action from New Zealand in this story from the New York Times. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand on Monday announced plans for sweeping new restrictions on gun ownership, the second such wave since a deadly shooting at two mosques in Christchurch earlier this year. The changes, which include a mandatory gun registry and a ban on gun purchases by foreign visitors, will, quote, enshrine in law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right, she said. Shall I repeat that to you? Tough. I'm gonna. This will enshrine in law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right. Now, here's what I want you to think about as we go into this break, because you are going to hear the American gun grabber again applaud Ardern for this second wave of gun restrictions that will do nothing to stop crime in a country that had virtually no crime to begin with and still had 1.5 million lawfully armed with assault rifle. You know, you get the routine. I'll explain more when we come back, because there's more to this. Fascinating stuff. You can't make it up. They just give it to you. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, Six Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, of course, and I am filling your prescription for freedom for the remainder of this hour. I've got to go back to New Zealand. Let's go back together, shall we? You will not believe the quotes. And then we're going to do some math. That's going to be kind of fun. And you will decide for yourself whether you believe what you're hearing. I know. I could have easily saved this for garbage day next week if I wanted to, but I didn't want to. I wanted to get this out today because it's. I'll probably be talking about this. Well, in fact, I know I will be talking about this on the upcoming Sunday MonsterCast in a few days. But nonetheless, this gives us a tease in advance for those of you who are listening to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. Now, understand why this is so critical. What did we just tell you that Ardern said? This will enshrine in law. That's her. Those are her exact words. These new restrictions, because I am God, I am going to enshrine in law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right. Now, when you hear every American gun grabber applaud her actions, what are they in fact applauding? What do we have in the United States? If you're listening to the breaks during this hour, you hear Alan Gottlieb remind you, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. It's not the Bill of Needs because they're privileges. It's not the right to keep and bear arms because Ardern said it was. in New Zealand, she is making it clear that it isn't a right at all. And she is enshrining in law that owning a firearm is a privilege. So when you hear Kamala Harris talk about continuing to threaten Congress after her first 100 days and using a pen to wipe out your right, this is what she's applauding. Because the Democrats don't believe you have a right to keep and bear arms, even though that's what the words say in the Bill of Rights. Yeah, I know, you can't make this stuff up. She's a prosecutor, former prosecutor. So you know you're really getting a fair shake from her, right? Especially if you're a self-defense case, my gosh. The prime minister announced a ban on what? Semi-automatic weapons. Semi-automatic weapons. What have they been doing here in the United States? Semi-automatic weapons. What does she say about semi-automatic weapons in New Zealand? New Zealand stands apart in its widespread availability of weapons of such destructive nature and force. Ms. Ardern, listen to this, told Parliament when the ban on semi-automatic weapons, including all those used by the gunman, passed into law in April. Today, she said, that anomaly ends. She said that this week. Remember, she is enshrining in law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right. So ask yourself this question. Would Kamala Harris or Cory Booker or Beto, I have to pee all the time, that guy, Beto, or Swalwell, even though he's not running anymore. Remember what he ran on, banning everything that Ardern did, plus went 1,000 miles an hour faster than she did, wanting to do all kinds of other stuff in addition to that. Joe Biden, now falling right into line with him. They're out. They own it. And when they applaud this type of activity, they are applauding, enshrining in law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right. And you need to know that. Not only do you need to know that, you need to have that drilled into your skull by me day after day after day, lest you forget what we're talking about here. Oh, nobody wants to take your guns. I still have my guns. Even before Heller, when they said it was an individual right and it hadn't been said that before, I could still go buy my guns. You keep thinking like that. While Kamala Harris is signing an executive order taking your property away from you. Now, in New Zealand, let's move to the second phase. Why registration now? Because what they're attempting to do is impossible to do when the federal government doesn't know where your stuff is and who owns it. Hence the parallels with quote-unquote universal bogus background checks in the United States. It's a precursor to a registry, which is exactly what, and what does she call this? An anomaly. That anomaly ends today. Well, not really. It doesn't. Because those people who didn't turn their guns in aren't going to register them either, you moron. But this is the stepping stone. This is what we see. This is what we know is coming. We know this is coming. Hence why the demonizing of the phrase itself, semi-automatic weapons here in America. This suite of measures, she said, would have made it considerably harder for the terrorist to purchase guns in the way he did. Well, no, it wouldn't have. He would have had to pass a good character test, and the register would have alerted the police to the type of gun purchases the terrorist was making. So what? He would have waited a little bit longer. He would have passed your character test. Or he would have stolen someone's guns. This is foolish to think otherwise. The individual who perpetrated the act in New Zealand, in Christchurch, moved to New Zealand
more than a year before the shooting. He'd been planning this for quite some time. He moved there a year in advance because he knew under there that's how what time he needed to do what he wanted to do. Don't think he would have waited 2 years or 3 years? Of course he would have. Or he would have found another way to do it. He acquired a New Zealand gun license, and get this, because the New York Times, you can't, they're not going to let the story go without saying this. He acquired a gun license and an arsenal of weapons, which to the New York Times, and oh, by the way, let me, I don't want to misquote the New York Times. It's an arsenal of weapons and ammunition that he was not required to register. Yeah, and he wasn't required to register it because New Zealand was one of the safest countries in the world, even with all those evil AR-15s that never hurt a soul before a terrorist decided to do what he did so that the government would do what they're doing. Can you imagine living like that in the United States? Oh, my God, I hope somebody doesn't shoot something up today because I don't want them to come and take all my stuff. Under the new rules, foreign visitors to the country, New Zealand, those intending to stay there for less than a year, will be barred from buying guns. People visiting for hunting trips would have to either rent guns or bring their own and register them with the police, provided they were not among the models that were recently banned. Because we all know that those people going hunting can't have their guns because a terrorist shot up a mosque in Christchurch. Man, my God. The level of stupidity that this rises to is just insane. New applicants are going to be required to get tougher checks to ensure they are fit and proper, that they're fit and proper people. That's what the government's going to determine. You're a fit and proper person, and you meet the standard of the character test, which will be enshrined in law, not just a guideline, but enshrined in law. It will also incorporate an alert system, which would allow the police to investigate their concerns about existing or aspiring gun owners, which could include officers scouring applicant social media pages for evidence of extremist views. In the United States, we call our right to think and say things our First Amendment right, not a privilege. In New Zealand, it's a privilege. Are you following me here? And the new rules would also require firearms owners to register all guns, mandate that all shooting ranges be licensed for the first time, and guess what? Reduce the validity of gun licenses from 10 years to 5 because every criminal is going to hate that back after this. You can't make this stuff up.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Round four, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I've got to go right back to this, man. I wasn't expecting to spend this much time on it, but once you get on a roll, you just can't stop. You cannot make this stuff up, because this is what every single leftist loon in America running for. The top of the Democrat ticket, formerly known as Democrat, the socialist ticket. This is what they're applauding. Hillary Clinton was applauding Australia's gun grab years ago and ran on it, in fact, in 2016 against Trump. Well, I think we should have a system like they have. We'll get to that system in just a minute, because I want to give you some numbers. I want you to determine in your own mind whether or not you believe them to be the truth. I don't. But let's go back to that alert system, which would allow the police to investigate concerns about existing or aspiring gun owners, including officers scouring applicants' social media pages for evidence of extremist views. What are extremist views? I'm going to shoot up a mosque today would certainly be an extremist view. What if somebody says, my favorite book is Mein Kampf? Is that an extremist view? Are we going to scour this person's social media pages for more evidence? Are we going to go break into his house because somebody was reading Mein Kampf? Pornography. What are extremist views? The point that I'm trying to make is, it's whatever they want them to be. What's an assault rifle in Washington State? Whatever they want them to be. And in Washington State, it's every single semi-automatic rifle, including that beautiful, venerable Ruger 10/22. So many people have shot, so many kids have grown up with. It's whatever they want it to be. The new rules, as I mentioned, will require firearms owners to register. To register all guns, mandate that all shooting ranges be licensed for the first time, and reduce the validity of gun licenses from 10 years to 5. There would be new controls on gun advertising and greater penalties for violating gun regulations. What are they going to do, put you to death? She is claiming that this law will be introduced to Parliament in August. So we're right around the corner. And, well, get this. members of the public are going to have 3 months to register their views before its expected passage before the end of the year. Let me make a bold prediction for you here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's going to pass. They don't care what view you register. They're not even going to pay attention to it. No, but Ardern is not going to sit down and say, okay, you know, we've got 85,000 pages against this. Let's start giving that some consideration. Not going to happen. Not even going to read it. It's a foregone conclusion. It's done. You're wasting your time. You're wasting valuable breath. Go find something else to do. Go tubing down a river. Because you are wasting your time registering your views. They're not even going to pay attention. Groups representing gun owners have said the ban on semi-automatic weapons was passed too quickly, with lawmakers hearing a single day of submission from interest groups. Here's what arrogant Ardern said about that complaint. You either believe that in New Zealand these weapons have a place or you do not. And if you do not, you should be able to agree that we can move swiftly. In other words, everything I just told you was 100% accurate and 100% true. That zealot punk doesn't care a hoot about anything you have to say. She was waiting, just like the liberal socialists in this country, exploiting every tragedy they can. This woman was waiting for something like this to happen to do what she did. And that was attack the rights of the privileges of every single gun owner in New Zealand. Every single one of them who had nothing to do with the actions of a terrorist, who tried and admitted and wrote that one of his goals was to get her to do exactly what she's doing. It is mind-boggling. You either believe that in New Zealand these weapons have a place or you do not. You believe what I believe, or the hell with you. Okay for me, not for thee. Is she protected by firearms? I'm going to guess that she is. Probably semi-automatic ones too. I don't think she's protected with muskets and revolvers. I don't think so. And if you don't believe the way I believe, then you need to agree with this. Unbelievable. We're looking at an expense to implement and maintain it. This is from Nicole McKee. She's a spokeswoman for the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners, who is saying that the changes included some that her organization had already urged, such as requiring a gun license to buy magazines, but that she opposed the creation of a firearms registry. Can you imagine in the United States any grassroots organization calling itself the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners urging the government to require a gun license to buy magazines? I don't understand where that's coming from. We're looking at an expense to implement and maintain this, and we wonder where the evidence is that this will keep New Zealand safe. Well, I'll tell you where the evidence is. There isn't any. Because it isn't going to keep New Zealand safe. Because if a criminal wants to kill people, he's going to kill people. Not one criminal in New Zealand is shaking in their boots over any of this. Meanwhile, every law-abiding citizen in New Zealand is screwed out of their privileges, not their rights. Doesn't that make the Bill of Rights sound a whole lot better in this country now that we know it's called the Bill of Rights? Because, you see, this is going to make the Democrats' job even tougher running on gun control if Trump is smart enough or somebody in his campaign is smart enough to pick up on this. Because the Dems, the socialists, own this now. The moment you hear one of them agree with anything we're talking about today, you got them lock, stock, and barrel. They own it. Here's the interesting part. Let's do some mathematics. This is what I wanted to run by you. You tell me if you believe this is the truth. New Zealand police are 1 week into a six-month amnesty period for gun owners. A six-month amnesty period for gun owners. Remember, they don't know who you are and what you have. As of last reporting, we told you it was under 800. I believe the number was around 750 or so that we know or that the government had told us had been turned in. The New Zealand police are 1 week into a six-month amnesty period for gun owners to turn in firearms that were banned after the attack. Here's the numbers. More than 3,000 guns have already been relinquished. There are an estimated 1.5 million, by the way. Now, that number 3,000 is significantly more than 750, but a drop in the bucket, not statistically significant at all when you consider it up against 1.5 million estimated firearms owners of the type of guns that are being enshrined in law. The owning is a privilege and not a right. Ms. Ardern said more than $4 million had been paid out to firearms owners in return. So let's do the math real quick. That means $1,333 paid out per each of those 3,000 guns. Are you buying that? Because I'm not. Here's your takeaway from today's discussion about New Zealand. You keep this in mind. The moment you hear a Democrat one more time applaud the actions of New Zealand, know that that American citizen is applauding the privilege, the declaration of firearms ownership in their country as a privilege, not a right. You might want to remind them, as Alan Gottlieb does on this show, that it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.